Good morning here at 6pm. I love that theme from Rocky. When you listen to it, you just want to get up and exercise, eh? I get up and exercise. As soon as I hear this music, up, down, up, down, up, down. Then the other eye, up, down, up, down. Wiggle my nose and whew, it feels great to exercise. Now, when you are serious about exercising and you take it as far as you can, and as far as you can is often a lot further than you ever expect, then you end up with the results that our guest has achieved. Cindy Landolt is joining us from Zurich in Switzerland, and she is a personal trainer. She also provides online training as well, which seems to be a new way of doing things, and a very nice way of doing things too, very easily accessible. And also, as a result of it all, a fitness model, which has got to be a nice thing to put on your business card. Good morning, Cindy. Nice to have your company.
Good morning, John. Thank you.
And joining us there in Zurich, Switzerland, which at this time would be your summer. For our friends who have yet to travel to Switzerland, how would you describe your beautiful homeland if you could paint us a picture postcard?
I would say it's very green, lots of hills, lots of Alps. When you look to the horizon, you can see white mountains. It's just very picturesque. Just very pretty.
Is it safe to say?
You have to come and visit it.
I reckon one day I will. Is it safe to say everyone there can ski? I often see those wonderful pictures of people skiing and smiling.
Yeah, it is like that, exactly. Yeah.
And is it normal in an environment like Switzerland? Are people normally health conscious? Is that something that you've grown up with?
I actually do think that people here are very conscious of how they live or how they want to be. Of course, in my eyes, there is always something we can do better to have a better or healthier lifestyle, but I do think people are aware here.
How did you get into health and fitness? What drove you to do more than the average person?
I was growing up with sports. I've been a gymnast. I was dancing ballet for many years. So actually always surrounded by sports. My parents did a lot of sports. My dad was a footballer and then a mountain biker for many years. So I actually always had this support.
I think the support's probably going to be the key of my next question. Some may argue, oh, well, it's all right because some people may be born with the genetics to be strong, fit and healthy. How important do you think the support is in the whole scheme of things?
It is important. It always is great when you have people around you that love what you do, push you going further and keep on going. But I also think you as a person have to love what you do. Because if you don't like it, you can't do it.
That's true, isn't it? Maybe that's a good point to remember. You have to love what you do. How do we love it, Cindy? There are so many people tuned in right now and all over the world too as they're listening in online too, which is very nice to have you joining us from around the world. And feel free to drop in an email too so we can say hello to you. How do we get to like training? How do we get to like exercising? Where do we need to start? How do you educate your clients when you're training them as a personal trainer?
I think if you want to be happy, healthy, you want to feel good. And I think nowadays we all look in the mirror and we have an image of how we would like to look, or we have an idea of how we would love to feel. It always depends on the person, personal life, and what we do. And I think that's why we should all love it, because we all have different reasons why we need exercise, whether it's like mental strength, improve the body, whatever you do, you will love it because it will help your life.
Certainly there are very simple ways that it helps your life. I discovered when I got involved in any kind of training, I was simply able to carry all my groceries. I didn't need a shopping trolley, and I was able to play with my niece and nephew, picking them up and throwing them up. It's always fun. Are your clients often surprised at what they can achieve? Do you think that we set the bar too low when we decide to exercise?
I actually totally think that. It's often when I meet someone for the first time, I ask them, how do you feel about yourself? And I think a lot of people totally underrate themselves. Mm. Once we train together, or I see how the people do and how motivated they are and how much input they give into the training, it's so obvious that they think, or I think, or I see that they're much better than they think they are.
So you find that they walk taller, they smile. How about that surprise in the eyes that you must see when they realize that they can lift a weight a little bit higher, or they can step a bit more than they thought they could?
It's amazing. I love to see that. This is probably why I love to be with people and train with people, because the start is often not easy, but after a few weeks or after a few months, you feel the difference. You see the difference. It's a little bit less there and a little bit more muscle here. Mm. The way people react and walk around and smile and are proud of what they achieved is fantastic. I love it.
There are people tuned in who have put through a lot of questions, and I'll raise some of those questions in a moment. One that always comes along is showing muscle. There are people that say, I want to exercise, I want to be healthy and fit, but I don't want to look like I've got muscles. Do you want to enlighten us on what's actually involved in actually building a muscle that you actually can see?
Yeah, it's exactly that. You don't suddenly bulk up when you start to lift weights. I mean, this is a process that takes years and years of dedication, consistent training. So it's obvious that you can't be muscular and ripped within a few weeks. So what you actually do, you lift as long as you feel, you look in the mirror and you're not there, or you're not where you want to be. And you get to a point, you look in the mirror and you realize, I have enough now. Mm. Then you change, or you adapt to training again.
Cindy, we've got a lot of questions from our friends tuned in around the world, and I'm going to raise a few with you too that I've often wondered, and we'll be talking about diet, and when we talk about diet, of course, we're talking about eating plans. We'll raise all this, so if you can hold on a moment, we'll take a short break, and when we come back, I've got a bunch of questions to put to Cindy, including what is her number one favorite exercise to achieve a result?
On 6PR, this is Perth Overnight with John Lewis.
Good morning, good to have your company. And joining us is our personal trainer. Look at that, we've already claimed adoption of our friend Cindy Landall joining us. She's a personal trainer and she'd love to share some information. Cindy, earlier in the program, one of our callers, Glenn, asked a question, and he said he drinks a lot of Coca-Cola. He's looking at cutting all of those fizzy sugar drinks out of his diet. However, he will do everything else that he's always done the same. Will he experience some weight loss as a result, do you think?
Well, if he has been drinking a lot of Coca-Cola now and he suddenly stops drinking it all, he should see or feel a difference, for sure. Because I don't know what else he's eating or doing. I can't say how far stop drinking Coca-Cola will bring him. So at some point he has to bring other things or change other things in his diet and lifestyle to lose more weight.
For building muscle, what is your number one best exercise for building muscle?
I have two, which are squats and deadlifts.
The deadlift sounds scary. What's the deadlift?
Well, the deadlift is an exercise similar to the squat, where you move around 240 muscles. The more muscle you move or use, the more stimulation you get in your body. And that's why you always have to concentrate on squats or deadlifts to build up muscle. So this is the number one exercise you have to do.
I want us all to make note, because I'll be asking questions later. 240 muscles are involved when you do a deadlift. You can see why some exercises are considered to be the king of exercise. Why would you
want
to...
Exactly, it's the king of exercise.
Yeah. So if you're going to spend 5 minutes, for example, to do an exercise, why only do a few muscles when you can get a whole lot involved?
Exactly. Why would you want to waste time doing loads of little isolated muscle groups or muscles when you can do 5 exercises training all of the major muscle group, which produce way more muscle growth than any other exercise?
Do we need to be careful in our form? I've heard about people hurting themselves when they try and do too much or lift too much.
Yeah, I think form and technique of any exercise you do is the most important thing, because you have to target the muscle you train. If you don't keep a perfect form and technique, you don't train the muscle. That's not really helping what the people want to achieve. So, yes, form and technique are the most important thing.
How important do you think it is to talk to your local doctor before you get involved in any kind of training to make sure that your body's up for it? Or do you think a good personal trainer will simply guide you intelligently?
Well, a good personal trainer should be able to guide someone. But, of course, for me, when I start to work out with someone, I need to know the person. And sometimes it is just good if a person goes to a doctor, get themselves checked up. It shouldn't be a problem, really, if a person tells me everything. Then I can work with
Be honest with the person. Your trainer, of course. Yeah. We've got some questions that have been sent through, and Frank has emailed a couple of questions through. I'll put these to you. What kind of cardio exercise do you do?
It doesn't really matter what kind of cardio you do. Cardio means you have to do something over a long time or a certain amount of time. Whether you do it on a treadmill, you go for a run, or you sit on the spinning bike at home, doesn't really matter.
So any kind of cardio is fine. How does running compare to power walking?
Well, running, you're running and power walking, you're going a little bit slower. It depends on the person or what kind of training you do. What is your goal when you do your cardio training? Different goals, different kind of cardio, way of cardio training.
Mm. And he's also asked too about eating off-season.
I don't really, because I have not competed yet, I don't really have an on and off season. I believe that when you train properly and heavy, and you eat proper all year round, then you don't need an on and off season.
What sort of food are we talking about then that you would eat?
Yeah, I eat all year round. Chicken, rice, fish, lots of vegetables and greens and salads, obviously. I would say these are the major foods. And there is different ways of getting your carbohydrates in. So you can have rice, noodles, pasta, potatoes. Different ways of getting your protein in, which is fish, chicken, turkey, steaks. So you can vary your diet. If you know what to eat and when to eat, you have a lot of options.
So we're talking about very natural foods, basic foods too, by the sounds of it, and I guess as far from being processed as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. The more natural it is, the healthier for your body.
There's a lot of talk about power shakes or protein shakes, and which are the better ones. Cindy, if you hold on a moment, we'll take a short break. And when we come back, I'll put a question through to Cindy about the protein shakes and what her thoughts are on these liquid drinks that contain protein, and if they're good. And if they are good, which one does she recommend? Right now, we're joining Cindy Landolt. She's a personal trainer. She also provides personal training online as well. If she's got any spare time, to a fitness model. It's a busy life here, Cindy. Tell us about your website with your online training. How does that work? I've got a computer. How do I exercise with you and my computer?
You can exercise with your computer, that's fine. What you basically do is you send me an email, which you have on my website, and you tell me about you, about your goals. What are you doing now? What would you like to achieve? I will go through your email and we'll get back to you. Probably ask you questions. I want to know what you have done so far, your experiences, and then time and date that works for both of us. We meet on Skype and we discuss how you have to optimize your training or what you have to do with your nutrition to achieve your goals.
Very simple, isn't it?
And, yeah.
After that?
I set you up with your training plan and nutrition plan, and you can start.
I also noticed, too, that you've got a lot of free information, too, on your website, which is cindytraining.com, C-I-N-D-Y training. All one word, of course, cindytraining.com. A lot of free information on there too, plus a donation page. So for those who think that they're getting some results and they'd like to help out with the running of your website, which I'm sure costs a lot of money because it's a well-produced professional website, they can help out with a donation there too. Cindy, what's the situation with protein powders? We hear so much about them. I think for me they work great. I have a tough job convincing others. They laugh at me and tell me I ought to eat proper food. And I say, I do, but this is when I haven't got a proper food near me. What are your thoughts? Do you recommend one?
Yeah, I do recommend protein shakes for several reasons. They're very easy to take. Wherever you go, I don't want to just go somewhere and buy a hamburger. I want to have the proper food my muscle needs. So I have a protein shake with me. It's just very easy to shake it up and drink it. And also your body can absorb protein in liquid form much faster than food after training, more so. Because your body is now craving for food and nutrition. Your muscles now need what you just burned in your training. And by drinking a protein shake, you can absorb the protein so much faster than if you would eat the chicken. And that's why protein powders are just fantastic. They help you out much faster than eating normal food.
If you had a choice between, say, a steak and a protein drink, which would be your preference?
It's hard to say. I love steak for dinner, but I would always have a protein shake after my gym session.
That's because that protein is accessed by your body a lot quicker and faster, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's in your body within 15 minutes, and that's when your muscles need it after training.
Do you recommend a brand that works for you?
I have used Cymex for nearly 3 years now, and I think they're brilliant.
Cymex.
Yeah, S-C-I-M-X.
We'll all make a note of that. I've got an email here from Alex, live in Miami. Oh, gee, I love Miami. What a beautiful place, particularly South Beach. It says, "Hi, Cindy. This is Alex from Miami, Florida, to let you know that you have a ridiculous figure." Oh, I'm sorry. "You have ridiculously good figure I've ever seen on a lady." How do you feel about that? Flattered by those sort of comments?
It's very sweet. And I actually know who it is because we have been in touch over Facebook. So thank you so much for the sweet compliment.
All right. And here's one from Heiko, I think it is, from Germany.
When it's will Heiko.
Heiko, I'm sorry. Yeah. Hello, Heiko in Germany, V-Gates. When will you be
exactly
on stage? We did mention a little bit about competing. You haven't competed yet. Do you have any plans to do that?
I will be on stage at some point, but can't really give you a time yet, but it probably will be early.
We've got an email from Rob in North Wales in the United Kingdom. It's a controversial question, Rob, so if you don't mind, we'll leave that one be. However, that covers bodybuilding, so maybe one day we'll get back to you on that one, Cindy. But certainly a big shout-out to Rob and all the people who have joined in and sent through lots of different questions through online via the internet as well. Cindy, as we're almost short of time, we've got the 6PR news coming along. What would be the one thing that you'd ask people to keep in mind to push themselves or achieve exercise for the first time, to take a step and move in a healthy direction?
Just think about your goals, your dreams, something you really want to achieve, and don't let others interrupt you. Just go for it, because you will be proud of yourself, and it's a great challenge with yourself every week to be better than the last week.
I like it. Cindy, I want to thank you very much for your time
this
morning, and I hope we can chat again soon.
Thank you, John. Yeah, of course. Speak soon.
That's Cindy Landolt joining us this morning, personal trainer and fitness model too. CindyTraining.com is her website, and there's lots of free information on there that you can access to help make you the kind of person perhaps you've only ever dreamed of. It can be a reality.